Thursday, February 27th. First reading from Sirach, chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Rely not on your wealth, say not, I have the power. Rely not on your strength in following the desires of your heart. Say not, who can prevail against me, or who will subdue me for my deeds? For God will surely exact the punishment. Say not, I have sinned, yet what has befallen me? For the Most High bides his time. Of forgiveness be not overconfident, adding sin upon sin. Say not, great is his mercy, my many sins he will forgive. For mercy and anger alike are with him, upon the wicked alights his wrath. Delay not your conversion to the Lord, put it not off from day to day, for suddenly his wrath flames forth. At the time of vengeance you will be destroyed. Rely not upon deceitful wealth, for it will be no help on the day of wrath. Haydock Commentary. The Vulgate styles wealth as unjust possessions, because they often proceed from or tend to injustice, and they can afford no protection in death. If you think that no man can oppose thee, remember still God's judgments. Say not, who can prevail against me? For remember Sennacherib's vain boasting, and he was soon punished. Isaiah 37:36. The Most High bides his time. In the Greek it says, is long-suffering, he will not let thee escape. Do not add sin upon sin. That is, take not occasion from God's goodness to offend him. He will punish at last. Though you may have taken pains to repent, are you assured of being forgiven? A relapse calls for greater severity. Satisfaction must be made even after the sin has been remitted. Delay not your conversion to the Lord, put it not off from day to day. A rabbi, being asked when one must repent, answered, the day before death. But we know not when that will take place. Then, he replied, we must repent today. St. Augustine says, God has promised thee pardon if thou repent, but he has not promised thee tomorrow. The Gospel from Mark chapter 9, verses 41 through 50. Jesus said to his disciples, anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another. Haydock Commentary. Here we may find that no one, however poor, can be excused from good works, since there is no one who is not able to give at least a cup of cold water, and we are assured that he will not lose his reward. Where the worm dieth not. These words are taken out of Isaiah 66:24, and are to be expounded of the punishments and fruitless repentance of the wicked in the next world. Everyone will be salted with fire. The sense seems to be that every wicked, unrepenting sinner, of whom it was said before that their worm dieth not, shall be severely and continually punished, though not consumed by the fire of hell. Or it may mean that even good men shall be cleansed and purified by trials and sufferings in this world, as some victims were to be salted by the law. See Leviticus 2:13. If salt becomes insipid, that is, if he who has once received the faith should apostatize from it, what is there that can possibly convert him from his wicked ways, since even the salt with which he was salted is become unsavory, the doctrines he formerly received are no longer of any use?